Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2020 was a nightmare for many businesses. It was hard on so many people. There were layoffs. You know, people lost their jobs. Companies went under. But one local company has had a very different experience. At the beginning of the pandemic, we spoke with Mercedes Austin. She is the founder and creator and CEO of Mercury Mosaics. Now, Mercury Mosaics is a manufacturing company. They make tile right here in Minneapolis. So how did they manage to stay afloat? Its CEO, Mercedes Austin, is back to tell us more. Mercedes, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not only did you not lay anybody off, but according to your blog, and I've been following in the media, it seems that you've grown. So how did you accomplish this?
I think really the best way to look at it is, in short, we really banded together and we organized the company from the inside out. Usually we've focused a lot on our process and a little bit on things like job descriptions and creating a lot of clarity around what does the job description mean? How does that translate in day to day? And we are still spending and investing a lot of time in this so that we can really set it up so a lot of people can win. So it's interesting because at the end of 2020, we experienced the least amount of turnover, in fact, zero turnover, on the manufacturing side of our company, where I realized we were always so busy turning over entry-level roles that it just became normal to us. And it's like what 2020 did for us is have us take like 10 steps back and look at the whole thing. And I just, it's like organizing a closet. I don't know the best way to describe it. And I just kept going piece by piece by piece until it all started making so much more sense, and people really respond to that.
So those entry-level roles, did you start training those people for higher-level roles, or were they just grateful to have jobs during the pandemic and they stuck with it?
I think a little of both, and also elevating folks that were in middle-level roles and putting basically creating some choices and opportunities for those early on roles to go somewhere. And we have a lot of work to do. And that's really making it clear to the team why we would grow. Because I think in the beginning of Mercury Mosaics, I was focused on creating a day job for myself. Okay, wonderful, check. We're 19 years later. I still have that day job. Wonderful. And then it seemed like, okay, well, I'm making other jobs for people, but just let's look at that job. And I really shifted my mindset on what do I need to do to build careers? Obviously, here I am, this is my career, but what do I need to do with this company so that I can build meaningful careers for others? And that's really been the common thread through 2020 and today is that's now what I've entrusted myself and given myself the accountability to do is build careers for people. And that starts with going, what is in this company that is not going to be contributing to building meaningful careers for people?
It sounds idealistic, but you also need to keep the wheels on the bus and you need to keep money coming in. So in the beginning of the pandemic, did you get a loan from the government? Did you get a Paycheck Protection Loan? Did your business increase? I mean, you guys make tile. Were people renovating their houses more? How did you keep money coming in?
Well, if you remember in my first interview with you, I had taken my whole team remote, and at that point, we did not have a loan. That was definitely a total risk. However, we eventually were awarded the PPP. So that was the best way I can describe it is the get out of jail free card. And what I mean by that is in late March of 2020 was the first time that I've been able to step back from day-to-day sales as the person who started the company 19 years ago and not get pulled back in. And one of the reasons why is because that PPP was there and it was a buffer and it took the pressure off. We took a tank in quarter two on our sales, just a mammoth-sized tank. And so it was pretty scary. But what I forced myself to do is build the systems to make sure that the team on the forefront was actually succeeding and generating the results I needed to see in the company to keep all of the jobs there. And by George, by third quarter, we were about even. We were just a little bit up in our sales. In terms of our delivery, we'll be a little bit down. So our tax returns will show we're a little bit down in 2020, but that was the key, is really those systems that were built.
So let's talk about that. If another small business, well, not small, you're growing now. If another business owner is listening to this, how do they replicate? How do they create jobs that are not just jobs, that are careers? Give me an example of a job title that maybe you changed or evolved or now is a career.
Sure. So in manufacturing for us, we actually birthed an area that we call the care division. And the person heading it up has been with us for over 10 years, and she's behind a lot of the manufacturing processes that we've created. But one of the things that we really wanted to have her involved with is basically like creating manuals, if you will, for our team to follow, so that if everyone is making a large Moroccan fish scale, A, they have a manual, but B, it's not so darn long and wordy and lengthy that no one is ever going to participate and use it. So we really got to work making our process usable, because we had a lot of things recorded, but they were done so in a way where, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when you get furniture and there's like a 29-page manual, don't you just pitch it aside and you kind of figure it out and you Google, you go to some YouTube videos? That's what I do. So we had to put ourselves in that mindset, like we have to make this stuff usable. So that's one example. And then we decided in that area that we would take some functions that were honestly burying other team members, and we'd create a separate role for them, and we'd slowly peel off. For example, we're doing it with our whole customer care area, is we're peeling it into this new division, and we're also creating training programs or competency checklists for our team because we want them to win. So that's one example of a career that we created to retain a very top talent person we've had.
What about Unity? You know, you said your whole team went remote, but you're also a manufacturer, so you need people, you know, in the factory making the tile. So how did you, I know that was an important initiative for you to create this feeling of unity and this feeling of connection, but how do you do that when employees are remote?
Yeah, well, the internet is a very important thing. I highly respect companies that have been around for 100 plus years and the advances in technology. So number one, we actually got everyone who did not have a company email address on the manufacturing side one of those. We now have a weekly bulletin, which is a really great place for us to share the different good vibes. Like, we have many employees that shout out other employees on their good work or sharing client successes, highlighting the folks that have birthdays because we're not doing potlucks. We actually rebooted our quarterly meeting. And so we have the team that's working remotely from home join in via Teams. And then on the shop floor, what we've started to do is like the tile making department is all rallied around the tile making leads computer. And then in another area, the studio, the folks in the glazing area, you know, similar to that. That has actually really helped a ton. We do have one employee that's over in North Carolina, and she actually said she's never felt closer to our team. She's been working remotely for going on 4 years, I believe, and just being connected through Microsoft Teams and just using video chat as much as we do makes it feel like they are sitting next to us. And then I work from home 4 days a week, and then on Fridays I go in to the studio, and my tempo has actually been a little bit less, and it's also been to really stand back and empower the team that's there. We are getting a space in another part of our building so that we can eventually be a local showroom and have people come in, but I also decided to give the production team and the administrative space that we used to use for our other administrative functions to them, so that they didn't really have to worry about different levels of the public coming in and just take that, you know, that worry away, and just so they are only focused on their team and what they're doing. And, you know, obviously there's people that deliver freight and all of that kind of stuff. So I've really like reduced the things that they have to worry about. And through all of these things, I really feel that it has brought us together, because having us in different spots has made it so I've needed to provide other tools or project management tools to make what we're up to as a company more transparent. People really love knowing where you're going. It's like having a car where you can see out of the windshield. And if mm-hmm. it's just like kept private with just the owner and like a couple people, and no one knows where on earth you're going, it's a really big deal to start being vulnerable, because when you say where you're going, it is a little bit scary because you haven't gotten there yet. So yeah. You don't even know if you're going to get there. So mm-hmm. I would say the final piece that I did was take 8 of my team, and over Teams or over Zoom, we did strategic planning, and we're intending to roll that out in April to really show people what the front of the car looks like, what the road looks like, and dare I say, for the next 5 years, we're sharing like where we're going. So it's just taking risks like that to connect people. I feel that we can be connected in more than just one city.
Mercedes Austin, thank you so much for your time.
It's been my pleasure.
And before we let you go, where can people find Mercury Mosaics?
Definitely go to mercurymosaics.com. Our handle on Instagram is @mercurymosaics, and you'll find a visual candy shop for your delight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.